This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State regulators say banks in Colorado are in a solid position, but people who want to know more about their bank's vulnerability can take specific steps. Economist Tatiana Bailey recommends consumers look at their bank's online annual reports.
And then go to your bank and ask the question, how much money has been taken out of your bank recently? What proportion of your total assets do you have as cash on hand?
Just over 6% of registered voters in Colorado Springs have returned their ballots as of Monday. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The city clerk mailed more than 310,000 ballots on Friday, with just over 18,000 returned. There is no in-person voting for this election, so all ballots need to be either mailed back or dropped off at one of more than two dozen locations across the city. April elections in Colorado Springs are only for municipal seats and issues, and voter turnout is usually under 40%. Voters are electing a new mayor, as current Mayor John Suthers is term limited. There will also be four new city council members after the results are in on April 4th. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Fire danger is high today around Colorado Springs. It's going to be windy with a red flag fire warning through the afternoon. Walkouts this morning at least four Colorado Starbucks. It's part of a national unionization effort. Workers say Starbucks has unfairly delayed contract negotiations for months. The company says it respects workers' right to protest and that stores that are closed today should be open again tomorrow. Colorado Avalanche coach Jared Bednar has a contract extension to keep him with the team for another 3 years. Bednar has led the Avs for 7 years. He's the winningest head coach in the team's history. This is CPR News and KRCC.